So, leaving that story aside, there is another wrinkle to the Liz Smith, Pete Buttigieg saga that not only we have discovered, but our own Felix Biederman has actually once again willed into creation.
Yes, lathe of heaven is open.
Now, can I just give you my perspective on this? So, just for backstory, for the past, I would say one day, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Felix just started talking about Barstool constantly.
Wouldn't stop.
Barstool Sports. And we're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But it's one of those things where I'm in it now with him. He infected me.
Yeah, Felix imports something like the coronavirus to this group. And now all we can think about is like, yeah, dude, I'm going to Barstool Blackout. I don't know what any of the words mean.
It's kind of like Deadspin where they don't actually talk about sports, except it sucks. It's really bad.
It's dudes being bros.
Yeah, Barstool is an organization of enthusiastic young men from Boston who are about sports with an attitude.
But they almost never actually talk about sports.
They talk about Tom Brady.
They imagine, like, what it would be like hanging out with him.
Yeah.
It's more about holding hands with Tom Brady.
So, you know the terrorist organization, Patriots Nation? This is like the Dabiq for Patriots Nation.
Yeah.
So, Felix has not only uncovered this rich seam of scandal in the political world, he actually willed it into creation. And that is, not only has Liz Smith been running a network of like bizarre fucking like fictional characters who all support and love Pete Buttigieg, she's also she's a Barstool baddie.
She's a stoolie.
she's a stoolie,
baby.
Liz Smith is associated with something even shadier than Russian botnets, Nigerian scammers, Roger Stone, Elliot Spitzer, all of that pales in comparison to her bizarre connection to the world of Barstool Sports.
I know, like, all of us are individually operating our own lathe of heaven, but Felix, you've outdone yourself this time.
Yeah. It's, okay, so I can explain myself. In retrospect, it kind of makes sense that Liz Smith would be a stoolie, right?
Yeah.
Are they actually called that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, but it just sounds like feces.
Well, I mean, like, people who are ignorant of the culture of Boston can say things like that. Like,
do they call their posts stoolie samples? Like, what the fuck is, like...
Ugh.
I see that
now you made it gross.
Yeah, I see that
it's gross.
No, we were just having fun.
I see that you have, like...
We were just having fun at Barstool Nation.
I'm sorry. You're there now. You're
now
there with
made
me,
it gross.
And you can't escape it.
You've made it gross.
I see you have no interest in traveling to Boston to learn their ways. But it makes sense that Liz Smith is a stoolie because she's a sports fan. She's, like, more or less, like, a Republican woman in her mid-30s. Like, that's, like... the Barstool women's demographic, but the enthusiasm with which she engages her Barstool fandom, that is the thing I created with my mind.
It was so uncanny, though, that it makes me feel like that we are only weeks or months away from Hope Hicks joining the UFC. Like, that would be another Felix-like vision quest.
As long as she was never harmed.
Felix, we'd like to share some examples from this dark universe that you have spawned into being.
Yeah, if we can roll the first one up. Okay, yeah. So if you remember Liz Smith was she ran the campaign of Martin O'Malley.
Wait, did she?
Yes, she did.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Martin O'Malley, I hear a lot of cheers. He finished in a very strong third place in the 2016 Democratic primary. A lot of Martin O'Malley.
Kicked the shit out of Lincoln Chafee.
He destroyed Lincoln Chafee.
Bye-bye, Jim Webb.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he destroyed Jim Webb. Like, I see a lot of you guys who are also O'Malley or bust like me. and, you know, O'Malley, I don't think, ever pulled above the margin of error, really. But he got to be all over the shows because Liz Smith's, like, her weird Terminator-like talent is getting people on shows. But here's a video of Martin O'Malley just vibing. But with friend of the show, this is not joke friend of the show, actual friend of the show, PFT commentator.
Yes.
Who is a Barstool, hosts one of the, pardon my take, a flagship enterprise of Barstool. So let's roll that, please.
This is vibes here.
I'm asking for yourself, mental slavery, no more.
Wow.
Fear of atomic energy.
God, thank you. Thank you.
Let's see those fucking lighters in the air.
I would like to hear the rest of the song, please. I was vibing hard.
First of all, she Real took hard. The video that way and decided to just go with it like that.
Yeah, she's like, fuck it.
That, kiss shit.
I need to get that vibe released. I've got blue vibes.
Well, that is, yeah, this is something you'll realize about Liz Smith that I admire
about.
She's
a pro.
She's chaotic. That's what makes her a stoolie. You won't see like the hyper poly. You remember the Kamala campaign that would all just release like hyper produced videos of Kamala dancing and like, you know, Ian Sams burning his hands trying to make grilled cheese. All, you know, all the hits from that campaign. They were shot in like flawless 1080p, 60 frames per second, perfectly framed and edited. This is just like, she filmed this on a fucking Zune and it's sideways.
You know what? That's the thing. Liz Smith, she's world star.
Yeah, chaotic queen.
She's fucking
chaotic
world star.
Queen. But this PFT commenter was tagged in this post. I believe she alluded to the fact that he was in the room, which it does open a troubling door that we must unlock. What is the... How are they working together? Is Liz Smith and Pete Buttigieg and Martin O'Malley, are they in collaboration with Barstool? We're waiting for Seymour Hersh to write about this in the London Review of Books, but if we can have our next piece of... our next exhibit.
This is going to be like the CIA Ramparts conspiracy all over again.
I will be shot in the back of the head after this, and they'll call it suicide. But, okay, I don't know if you remember the 17th man to run in the 2016 GOP primary. I am not sure what Liz Smith did for Ed Gillespie, besides record this video, but let's roll that video.
Great to be here. Hey, Ed, what are Saturday mornings for?
Saturday mornings are for the Doors.
All right, Saturday morning for the Doors. Get out knocking for Ed. Let's get him over the finish line.
That's right.
And the whole ticket.
Loser!
Okay. Yeah. That's one comment I want to make on this, is that this basically just underscores what Liz Smith is, which is a Republican woman. And you know what, like, about the Nigerian burner account, the single piece of evidence that was, like, most bulletproof for why it was Liz Smith is that the Abbey for that account was a scene from Curb Your Enthusiasm in which Larry David is being propositioned by a hot Republican woman, and the subtitle says, "Yes, Larry, I'm a Republican." And that is, like, a crystal clear vision of exactly who Liz Smith thinks of herself as. The funny, cool, sexy Republican
She's
lady.
The sexy
from
Republican.
From Curb Your Enthusiasm, the producer's season.
Yes. Or from West Wing. Like, she's Ainsley Haynes.
Ainsley Haynes, exactly.
She thinks she is Ainsley Haynes.
But here's the weird thing, though. And we've moved so far away from the reality of the situation because it's such a deranged story. Why would it matter if there was an insane Nigerian man that liked Pete Buttigieg? Why would she think that is a feather in her cap?
I actually understand why.
You know anything about the politics of Nigeria? It is a crazy place.
I actually think I know why she liked it. I don't think it was about propagandizing anything. I think it was a self-soothing mechanism. Like, you post, and people are mean, and then there's a hand that says, "Hey, it's okay, you're doing good." And sure, it's you, but maybe you forgot that because the intern did it that night.
She's her own Nigerian scammer.
Yes. It's like, it's the stranger. She put her hand, you know, sat on her hand until it went asleep and it felt like it was somebody else. That was the point.
Oh, God.
Right, let's go to
PMC women are so unhappy.
All right, let's actually
don't believe... Okay, do you think someone who goes to Barstool Blackout is unhappy?
Oh, God.
What's the problem?
All right,
What's the problem?
We need our last piece of evidence here, and then we gotta get to our intermission. Grit
Big
Week.
Cat.
Grit Week.
Grit Week.
No, Grit Week owns.
We're here, Grit Week. I hit you up. We pitch up a hitchhiker who won't get off her phone. What the hell?
When I saw this video...
Is that her?
That's her. When I saw this fucking video of Liz Smith on the fucking Barstool Venga bus, I was like, what the fuck did you do, Felix?
Also, can you imagine, as the girl in a group of men, if you asked me to sit down in the middle what I would do to all of you.
Well, that is why you will never be invited to go with us to Barstool Rough and Rowdy.
It's true.
Yeah, you'd be cool.
If you were cool, you could come to Barstool Rough and Rowdy.
Guy's jawline. All of you would be the girl in this van situation.
No, we'd be cool, good dudes.
No, yeah, I would. I think
try
I would.
Try this.
I don't consider that.
Yes, sir.
Rough and Rowdy, bro.
I'm not completely convinced, but I'm willing to accept the possibility.
So I think I've figured out like Liz Smith Barstool connection beyond just me creating it with my mind. And so I read a profile of her the other week that started with her walking into the room and she was on the phone and she was going, "Are you fucking me? Make sure that you're not fucking me." Like, basically, like, if you wrote an embarrassing made-for-TV movie about politics called, like, The Vote. Like, there's probably no one on the phone. She just wanted the reporter to hear her sounding cool. But she's, like, dedicated her life to, like, the Independent Democratic Council.
If you don't know about that in New York, it's basically a caucus of independent Democrats that, despite people voting for the Democrats, held control of our state Senate in Republican hands for probably 6 or 7 years or something like that.
Yeah, she's a very, like...
It was her who did that. She worked for them.
In her career, she's been a very mercenary person. Like, there's no real, like, ideological consistency. There's just, like, this weird pride in her ability to, like, get candidates on TV shows, which is, like, okay, cool. But I do believe that her lomming onto Barstool is, like, a way for her to be, like, yeah, my life's fun. I'm the crazy person in politics.
I'm the fun girl.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she really, really leans on that she's the fun chick.
It's the same thing. Former Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner.
Also the fun girl.
He was a... like, boring guy who made a ton of money just doing Illinois business bullshit and then accidentally became governor. And what did he do but start riding a motorcycle? Why? Because he was like, oh, I've, like, wasted my life. And you see this all with everyone involved in politics. They all have, like, a stupid thing that they do where they're like, no, actually, I have tons of human affect.
But the who's fucking me thing is just so, like, straight from an episode, though.
Yeah, this, like, one's crazy.
She's imitating a West Wing character when really she spends her life being dunked on by guys who don't wipe.
Okay, that concludes the Barstool Liz Smith saga.